Now will you notice, verse 13, I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee. John, frankly, though he wrote the Gospel of John, and the book of Revelation, two of the longest books in the New Testament, yet John very frankly said that he'd much rather tell it to you than write it to you. And he says here, verse 14, now the last verse, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. And someday that'll be true for you and me. We'll be able to speak face to face with John. I want to talk to him about these little books that he wrote, and there are a lot of questions I want to ask him. We shall speak face to face. But, of course, he's referring to the fact that he's going to come and he'll speak face to face to Diotrephes. I feel sorry for old Diotrephes. I'm sure he got it in that day. And Demetrius and Gaius, those wonderful men of God in that day. He says, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends greet thee. Greet the friends by name. Isn't that a lovely way to end it? He says, I want you to know that our friends that are here with me, they greet you. And will you greet the friends by name? Go and say to Demetrius, say, Demetrius, I have a message from John. He wanted to greet you. He'd be coming our way before long. You see, the gospel walked in shoe leather in the first century in the Roman Empire. And today, it needs to get down where the rubber meets the road in our day. In spite of any energy shortage, we need to get it out on the highways and byways of life. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.